Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Do you want to be left in the dust? You want to keep selling coffee mugs in airports? Is that your legacy? It's time to take out the trash. Ardo and Paolo, they're poison. They're an embarrassment to this company and everybody knows it. They have to go. And you need to get your business organized.
Patricia, they're my family.
So am I.
Well, it's been described as more Russian than Italian. That was a clip of Lady Gaga's portrayal of Patrizia Reggiani in the new House of Gucci film. And in preparation for the role, the American actress said she spoke with an Italian accent for 9 months. But critics have been quick to question its authenticity, and comparisons have, of course, been made to other actors' attempts at accents, both good and bad. And joining me now are Jill Anderson, vocal coach at the Dublin School of Drama and Communications, and also Vera Regan, Professor Emeritus of Sociolinguistics at UCD. You're both very welcome. Now, before we chat, I want to play a clip of one of the very few English interviews with Patrizia Reggiani so we can get an idea of what she sounds like.
It's true, money cannot buy happiness, this for sure. But anyway, it's much better to have money than not to have. It's better to cry in Rolls Royce than to be happy on a bicycle. That's for sure.
And here's one more clip of Lady Gaga in action.
I don't consider myself a particularly ethical person, but I'm fair. I subscribe to unconventional punishment.
Now, Jill, first to you. What do you think of Lady Gaga's Italian accent?
Well, I mean, it's not bad. What people tend to forget when someone is doing an accent, particularly if they're acting, is that, you know, they have more to remember than just the accent. You know, they have the emotional content, the delivery skills. And when you're doing an accent, it has to be all muscle memory. So, as you said, she kind of practiced it, was it for 6 months? So you have to keep...
I think she said 9 months, that she stayed in the accent for 9 months.
Because you have to be able to do that automatically. And then the other thing that I would say, it's quite hard for an English-speaking person to do an Italian doing an English accent, because not only are you looking for kind of the different cadences and, you know, how an Italian speaks, but then you have to look at how they speak English. So from my knowledge, Italian is what we would call like phonetic. So they pronounce everything phonetically, whereas in English, we don't do that. So, for example, the word done is written D-O-N-E, but we pronounce that with the U. So we say done. So then you need to look at how does an Italian pronounce English and like what differences do they have there? And then also how does an Italian use connected speech? So like how is one word impacted on the next word? So for example, we don't always say in English, you know, every sound correctly. We wouldn't say a diamond ring. We would say a diamond ring and we drop the D. So, but Italians, if English is not their native language, they don't always necessarily do that.
So you're giving her the benefit of the doubt. You're saying it's extremely difficult to do. Vera, are you impressed with Lady Gaga's attempt at the Italian accent?
I'm impressed with the fact that she did all the right things. She got loads of input. She talked to people. She spent a long time at it. She tried to get into the character. She dyed her hair dark so that she could sound more Italian. But she doesn't quite manage it. Now, it's true, as you were saying there, it is a difficult language for an English person because Italian's very different. It's a romance language. And it has each syllable is stressed in Italian. In English, we have unstressed syllables, and actually in Russian as well. And the vowels in English are different. Our vowels tend to slip into a kind of neutral sound. So we go, he came tomorrow. Whereas in Italian, he came tomorrow. And the Italians keep the vocalic colour in each of their vowels. It's A, E, O, U. Their lips work really hard, whereas in English person tends to have a kind of a neutral, lazy look. And they say, ah, e, o, u, and they say ship and not sheep. And Lady Gaga did her best, and it was not a bad best. It's absolutely right, but she just missed it. And she says ethical, so she says I'm not an ethical person. Italian would say ethical. They've no interdental.
Now, a dialogue coach who worked on that film, Francesca Di Martini, said, "I feel bad saying this, but her accent is not exactly an Italian accent. It sounds more like Russian." Is that fair, Vera?
It is fair, actually. She has features of Russian that are similar to English. So she's falling back on her L1. Her first language is English, and that's really what she probably only speaks. So she's using the unstressed syllables that English has, and Russian has it too. Russian is also a language that doesn't do the pure vowels. So she's taking features of English, which are also in Russian, and neither of them are in Italian, which is a romance group of languages. So, in fact, she's trying to go from one language family to another, and that is not an easy thing. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is she's trying to learn as an adult, and adults have more difficulty than kids, especially if they don't get the right input. So people don't actually correct people very well, so she's not getting feedback, probably. Nobody wants to be rude. You're going against the politeness principle.
She had a dialect coach, didn't she?
Yeah.
She would have had all of the resources you would imagine offered to her, at least.
She talked to Tony Bennett on an interview, and she said she rang her parents and she spoke at her mother and father. I suspect she might have done a lot of speaking at them rather than listening to people who were actually Italian speakers. So that might be a little clue.
Jill, some people, though, have a real flair for this, and they find it easy, don't they, to pick up the accent?
Yeah, it's like learning a musical instrument, if you think about it. So, you know the way someone can instinctively, like, pick out a tune on a piano? So some people naturally can hear, you know, the different cadences, the different sounds, and they can automatically do it. Whereas for other people, it's a little bit more laborious. You literally have to go through every single sound. How is it different? What's the placement of the organs of articulation? Like, where is your tongue? Where does it come from? The back of your throat, the front of your mouth, all that kind of thing.
Okay, now, we've another clip of Lady Gaga speaking to Stephen Colbert on The Late Show about her approach to learning and honing the accent.
I understand that you stayed in character for months.
I did.
Okay. Do you think people misunderstand the use and the purpose of method acting?
I think that there's a sort of idea around method acting that it's crazy and that we're crazy. But I think that for those of us that commit ourselves to method acting, that there's something about us that's just fully committing ourselves to the art on a cellular level, that we're deeply entrenched in this immersive experience. I feel it when I sing, I feel it when I make music, and I feel it when I'm acting. So I do the same when I'm working on characters. And with Patrizia, it was much easier for me to stay in character all the time. When I called my mother, when I called my father.
So you're in not only in the reality of the character, you're actually in the accent at the same time, living your life. How does your family take this?
Well, I did both. So the way that I would explain it to you is if I were to call you on the phone, I would have spoken to you just like this. I wouldn't have pretended that I'm Patrizia. You just would have been like, oh, I'm on the phone with Patrizia.
Can you imagine how annoying that would have been if you were the person receiving the phone call from your friend Lady Gaga, who was talking at you in character? Ugh. But Vera, had she really wanted to perfect the accent, would she have been better off immersing herself in it? I mean, just going to Italy and spending a lot of time there.
Would. She really needs to get a lot of input from native speakers of Italian, and I think she'd have done much better. Now, she did become aware of the fact that in Italian, it's mostly a collection of dialects, and she knows that if she went from one region to another, she should change. So her character, coming from Modena, would be very different from the Guccis, who are from Florence. So she is actually aware of these things. She's aware of language variation. She's aware of the fact that she should change. And she did change. She changed from one city to another. The only thing is, she didn't sound like an Italian changing. That was the problem.
Okay, well, let's take another listen now to a different actor attempting an accent. This is from the RTE crime series Kin. English actor Charlie Cox played the character of Michael, or Mike Kinsella, and he's received a lot of praise for his accent. Let's hear him in action.
How long are you going to keep this up for?
Keep what up?
This. Frank's not going to leave you washing cars for me. Him and Jimmy want you back with them.
Frank knows the story. So does Jimmy.
And what is the story?
I can't be getting into trouble, not if I want to see Anna.
They're letting you see her?
My solicitor reckons if I can show I have a job and I'm staying out of trouble, there's a chance they give me access.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
What do you mean?
She's been through so much, Michael.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to make it up to her now.
That's Charlie as Michael. Let's hear the real Charlie Cox talking about his character.
There would be moments where you get a glimpse into who he had been and what and who he could still be, what he's still capable of. The kind of violence and aggression that was his daily life not so long ago.
Now, Jill, is that, would you say, an example of somebody who perhaps finds it easy to do the accent?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, that is a brilliant Irish accent, because most of the Irish accents you hear, they're real, I suppose any Irish person gets quite annoyed because it's real diddly eye. But what they do, particularly the American actors, what they tend to do is they take the, it's nearly like they're doing a caricature of the Irish accent, and they're focusing on, you know, like these elements, like, you know, kind of the double vowel sounds and elongating them longer than what we normally do. But, you know, that accent is great. It's really subtle. Like, you can hear the soft D sound instead of the TH, but it's not really obvious. And how he connects his speech is amazing. It's exactly what an Irish speaker would do.
You touched on something there, that we're quite sensitive, aren't we, when people get the accent wrong?
They get it wrong so often. They do. We sound like Irish leprechauns or something, particularly the Americans. And if you go online, there's all of these clips of, you know, teaching, you know, for actors, like acting workshops and like teaching you the Irish accent. And you're listening to these people teach it and you're like, no, that's so wrong on so many different levels.
Do you get that, Vera, that we are very sensitive about people, actors, getting the Irish accent wrong?
We are, because accent is so much part of our identity. It's like Lady Gaga talking about dyeing her hair blonde. It's almost part of our body, our DNA. We feel this is part of the performativity of the identity we want to project. So, of course, it attacks us at our very core. And, we got really excited when we saw the Irish film, The Wild Mountain Time. But actually, we need to think here that the Italian film was more a question of speaking. They were meant to be speaking Italian, but they really weren't. So, I think that it's one of those things where Emmett Kerwin apparently was talking a lot to Charlie Cox, and Charlie was listening to a real person who speaks traditional local Dublin English, and he was getting something that we know to be authentic and real. And I think that was the great success.
Yeah, and it worked.
As well as his coaching.
Well, Vera and Jill, thank you both very much indeed. We're getting different opinions on this. Henry says, Mamma Mia, Lady Gaga should have gone to Italia 90 with Jack's Army. We all came back speaking fluent Italiano with dub accents. Rory says that Lady Gaga was great. House of Gucci is out now. It's probably still go and see it, you know, for the crack, Russian or not.